School of the Master. 14 of 14 lectures. Ready for another dimension. School of the Master, lection 14, ready for another dimension. Are you ready for another dimension? Are you ready for another dimension of another experience of happiness and joy and magic? Are you ready for another dimension of livingness that is going to be exciting? Now, I was talking with a family this past week, and they were having some difficulties. And the difficulties they were having were that they weren't getting along with themselves. They had a few health problems, they had a few social problems, they had a few mental problems, they had a few other problems. And I told them, the smartest thing for you to do is to die. Just die. Well, Herb, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You tell me I should die? Yes, you should die to the old dimension. Because the old dimension is not really what you are very happy doing. Are you ready for another dimension? Now, let's just pretend. Just pretend. Pretend you have the opportunity, which you do. Pretend you have the opportunity of making the decision of what you're going to do on your next dimension. What you're going to do on your next dimension. Now, what are you going to do on your next dimension? Are you going to be a happy person? Are you going to be a person filled with joy and enthusiasm? Are you going to be a person that just loves everything from beginning to end? Are you going to be a person that finds happiness wherever you are? Are you going to find joy wherever you are? Are you going to find peace wherever you are? Now, you don't know what that next dimension is going to be. Maybe it's another world. Maybe it's another universe. Maybe it's right here on this planet. Maybe you're coming back to this planet because you want to work out a few things, and you can do that. You can do anything you want to do. You can have your dimension anywhere you want to have it. Now, let's just pretend that you're going to come back to this dimension. And you're going to come back to this dimension, and on this dimension, you're going to have the same experiences you had before. Now, you didn't like them. Now, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to create a whole new set of experiences? You want to create a whole new set of happenings in your life? You want to create a whole new set of who you are? You can. Now, let's just pretend that you're coming back here. Now, you left here because it was pretty cruddy. And now you're going to come back here, and it's not going to be any different. Because you're taking the same person back here that you took away. Now, what kind of an experience do you want to have here? You had trouble with your friends. You had trouble with your income. You never could make enough money. You had trouble with your health. You're always sick of something or other, mostly of yourself. Now, what are you going to do? Your mother and father, well, they were nice, you know, and your brothers and sisters were nice, and your family was nice, but the thing is, they never turned you on particularly. You don't like to go to their house and spend time with them. You don't like to do things with them. You have your own world. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to come back for a new dimension. You're going to come back for another dimension, but it's right here. Now, you know. So now, before you enter into this dimension, you have to go through a washing device. And it completely scrubs away all memories of the past. It scrubs away all experiences that you've ever had and all desires and wants and all expectations. You're just a completely fresh being with no past and no future and no present. Okay. Now, you have the right, the choice, the opportunity to say, I am going to have a happy time. I'm going to be myself and have fun. I heard that someplace. I think that's a good idea. I'm going to be myself and have fun. Now, what am I going to do in being myself? Well, I'm going to listen within and hear what my inner self tells me is my real choice, desire to do. Now, I can go take tests at the university and at the college and high school and learn what my talents are, what my tendency is, but that's not really important. Inside of me, I'm sure, is be myself and have fun. Inside of me is an attitude that I want to find out what it is. It's an attitude of enjoying life. It's an attitude of surrounding myself by beautiful people. It's an attitude of being uncommonly rich. It's an attitude of living in an ideal whole body. It's an attitude of having a brilliant mind, a genius, I'm a genius. It's an attitude of all that good stuff, okay? Now, I'm standing at the door ready to come into this new dimension. And when you stand at the door, you gotta go through the process. And the process says to you, okay, what do you want to do in this dimension? And you know everything. You know every possibility that you could be. You know everything that you could possibly be. So the consciousness says to you, what do you want to be when you are on this dimension? It's your choice. You can have anything you want. You can be a rich lady with a tremendously healthy body, untouched by the world around you, just doing whatever makes you happy, and everything works out just beautiful for you. No problems at all. No conditions at all that are saying you got to trouble with the world. Now, that's what happens. Okay. You were late. You were late for lining up for the new dimension. And so you went to the gate at the new dimension. They said, we're sorry, you're late. We're sorry, you're late. You're going to have to stay on your old dimension. And you say, oh, I thought I got rid of all those problems and all those things. Well, you could have if you'd come on time, but you were late. You had to stop back and say goodbye to people and say goodbye to this and say goodbye to that. Should have just took off. Okay, you're going back to where you were. And you were not dying because of an illness. You just died because you were tired of living. Now you're born into this new life as an adult, as a mature adult, as who you were when you left, with the attitude of being tired of living, with the attitude of everything being not very nice. And so you say to yourself, well, if I can come forth on a new dimension, and this is the new dimension, and I have the right to be in a perfect healthy body and a perfect healthy mind, a genius and all that sort of good, I can do that right now. I can stop that old path and start a new one, okay? What's the first thing I have to do? The first thing I have to do, I have to leave all of my old friends, leave my family, leave the world that said I am a certain kind of person. Because if I stay in that world, they're going to expect me to be that kind of person, and I'm going to have to be that kind of person because they tell me that's what I am. And so I'm going off to New York to get a job and to have a new life. So I forget the past. I don't write to anybody. I don't telephone anybody. That's what made me late for getting my new dimension. But I don't telephone anybody. I don't write anybody. I don't talk to anybody. I just go. Now, here I am, a lonely little petunia in the onion patch in New York City. I am just a little sweet petunia, and all the rest are onions around me, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to act. So I begin saying, all right, let's see, to like myself is an important aspect, so I'm going to start liking myself. And so I start liking myself. I say, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice person. I'm a nice lady. I'm a nice person. I like this world. I like this world. And so I go around this world, in New York City, so I'm speaking, where nobody knows me. I've never been there before, never had an experience there. And so I have to get myself a job so I can have some money to rent an apartment or something. Otherwise, I'm living on the street. I'm a street person. But I'm very talented. I'm a very talented person. I have all the genius that I ever knew. Knock it off. Knock it off. You don't have all the genius you ever knew. You are a genius brand new. You are a genius brand new. That's what you would have done if you were had gone back for your new experience. So you're a brand new genius without any preconceived ideas of what you're going to genius about. So, as you think of your brand new genius, you think, well, let's see. Being an entrepreneur is kind of a fancy-dancy word and a fancy-dancy thing. I think I'll be an entrepreneur. And so, an enterprising person. So I'm going to think of what I can do that will make me happy and make a living for me. So the first thing I think to do is to go and sell something. That's a quick way to earn some money. So I'll go and work in a department store. And I work in this department store, and they say, have you ever worked in a department store before? Nope. So you teach me. Okay, fine. We teach most people anyhow. So you're getting minimum wage. So you're making enough to just get by. And then you are very alert, and you're an entrepreneur. And so you notice that the advertising that the store does is not too effective. It does not seem to touch the people that are living in that neighborhood. And the store at one time was a fancy store, but now the neighborhood has gone downhill a little bit. So you say to yourself, what can I do to make this store more prosperous? I've got my job. I have my money coming in, and I'm happy. I'm a single person by myself. And so you think, all right, what I'm going to do is to make little mittens, single mittens, not two, just one mitten. And on this mitten, I'm going to have little toys inside the mitten. I'm going to sew in there a little teddy bear, a little elf, a little giraffe, a little kangaroo, a little bit of an elephant, you know, hippopotamus and stuff like that, all these little creatures. And so when you stick your hand in this mitt, you touch all these little creatures and say, oh, my goodness. And then you pull it inside out, and so all the little creatures are out on the outside, and every little creature is holding a placard, a little sign, and it says, for more fun than you ever had in your life, shop at this department store. For more fun than you ever had in your life, shop at this department store. And now she makes all these little mittens by herself, just having fun. It cost her a few dollars, but then she goes out and she passes them out in the neighborhood. And she puts one on her boss's desk, and her boss comes fuming out of the office into the advertising department. He says, what is this stupid stuff? What is this crazy stuff? What is this? Well, by that time, the advertising department has gotten wind that the mittens are distributed around town a little bit, and people are coming in for the treat of their life. They think that's just wonderful. And they tell the boss, we don't know who did this, but people are coming in from all over town saying, wow, this is great. This is enticing. And so the boss doesn't know what to make of it. But one of the girls knew that you had made these things. And she told the boss that you did that after she knew the boss was happy. And so the boss came to you and said, did you do that? And you said, yes. Why did you spend your money and why did you advertise a store like this when it didn't mean anything to you? Oh, it means a lot to me. I work for this store. This store pays me a salary. But your minimum, that doesn't make any difference. I give my all to every job I have, and I show my genius to every job I have, and I am a creative entrepreneur. Well, you certainly are. Would you mind if I changed your job? No, not at all. So, I want to put you in as head of the advertising department. Oh, I might not have more good ideas. Well, this idea is good enough that we can really milk it and work on it. So you just develop this idea and get a staff ready to go on that and get those things out and get them out real pretty and real, almost schlucky like you're doing it, you know, but real nice. And so she says, well, thank you very much. And so she does not ask him if she gets a raise. She does not ask him when she's to start in the advertising department. She doesn't ask. She just goes home and makes some more mittens. And when she comes back the next day, her friend comes to her and says, hey, what are you doing down here? You're supposed to be up in advertising. Nobody told me that. They said they want me to be in advertising, but they didn't tell me. Well, they want you up there. Go up there. I'll go with you. So your friend walks you up there. And the boss is standing there, and he says, this is a courageous, beautiful, genius idea that a true entrepreneur has expressed for us. We have increased our sales 10% in just this 1 week that these mittens have been out. Who knows what more will happen? And who knows what other beautiful ideas will come? Now, you don't have to make the mittens anymore. You just design them and you just get them ready. You just get them out and get them so that everybody loves them. And then think up new ideas as you like. So she thought up new ideas, and she thought up new creations, and as she did this, she was thinking to herself, boy, oh boy, that's great. I didn't get to my next dimension like I wanted to. This dimension's okay. So she doesn't say, what did I do wrong in my last dimension? She says, what am I doing right? I am giving of myself without a thought of any return. I am giving of myself without the thought that I must be paid high for this, that I must be recognized. I gave humbly to this task, and I feel very good about it. I don't feel superior, I just feel very good. So, as she does this, the boss invites her out to dinner with him and his family, and they meet this new whiz girl, and they say, where have you been? You know, you could have done this all your life. I'm doing it now, she says, and I'm enjoying it. Well, you certainly are brought a new light to our company and a new light to the store and a new light to everybody. And you know, everybody in the store is talking about it too. They're thinking, what ways can they stimulate advertising and stimulate people to come in here? You're just a good thing for the store. And so you go back home, and you're satisfied. You know, no big deal. And so then you get ready to go to work the next day, and you go down to get the streetcar, and a limousine stands at the corner waiting for you. And it says, oh, come here. Yes, this is your car. And I'm your chauffeur, full time. So wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, I am here to take you there. And you say, okay. And so you go along with it. Now, you're ready to be living on a new dimension. You're ready to be living on a new dimension that you have made, a new dimension that you have created out of your imagination, out of your own inner genius, out of your own inner awareness. You are indeed an entrepreneur of a very rare quality. And you're this entrepreneur expressing yourself for your own benefit, but mostly for the benefit of the company. Now, who would have ever thought of such a crazy mitt with little animals in it and each animal holding up a placard saying, shop it at Macy's, it's a wonderful store. Who would have ever thought of that? Who would have ever dreamed of it? Well, when you like yourself, when you listen to the genius within yourself, you come up with all sorts of beautiful ideas of how you can enjoy your life more. When you like yourself, you have opened the doorway of your inner reality, of your inner self. And it's a wonderful thing to do that, because once you've opened up that inner door, all of the outer opportunities of your life are just streaming in, just ready to be taken by you, and to be appreciated by you, and to be delighted in by you, and to be used by you. Now, why hadn't you done this before? Why don't we all use our inner genius and our inner self? That's not the question. The question is, when you like yourself and you listen within, you get all sorts of magical ideas of how you can be really practically successful in every way. You can be practically happy in every way. People come to you and say, I have a hurt. And you say to them, well, what have you been doing that made the hurt? Oh, I've been, working hard. No, what have you been doing? What have you been thinking? Thinking? And you say, yes, what have you been thinking? Have you been thinking that you are not well? Well, yeah. Well, if you start thinking I am well, then your M-wellness will become who you are. Is that all it takes? Sure. When you think thoughts that you're sick, you get sick. When you think thoughts you get well, you get well. Now, can you be rich? Can you have friends? Can you live in a happy world? Yes, you can. It's just a matter of what you're going to do about yourself. How are you going to handle yourself? How are you going to be yourself? Are you really caring about yourself? You have had another opportunity. You're supposed to go to a new dimension, and you were late for the bus. This oftentimes happens to people. So, you're late for the bus, and so what happens? You're left behind. You can't die because you're not sick. You can't live because you're not, happy about yourself. So you decide, I'm going to be happy about myself. I'm going to give myself a second chance. I'm going to tell myself I like myself, and I'm living in this wonderful world, and I'm a beautiful person. I'm going to tell myself that I like this place where I'm at. But if I go back into my old attitudes, into my old thinking, my old way of being, they told me I was not a nice person. They told me that I was always crabbing and I was always unhappy and that I was not a pleasant person. So, if I go among those same friends, they don't think any differently about me. They're going to think that I'm that same crabby friend, or friend, ha-ha, that same crabby person, and they don't really want to be with me. So, I go out and I establish a new friendship. I establish new friends. I establish new people that I live with and that I am with and that I share with. And as I establish this new company of friends, I find that they like me because of who I am. Not who I was, but who I am. I am now a success. I am now a happy person. They like me because I'm a happy person. They like me because I am doing great things and having lots of fun. They like me because this is a wonderful world we live in. They like me because life is great. Now, that's not the end. That's only the beginning. Each year that you live, you become younger and younger and younger. Each year that you live, you realize what your immortality is. You realize what your eternity is. You realize that you have only begun to live. And you have learned how to live and appreciate your body, learned how to live and appreciate everything in your life, learned how to live and appreciate who you are. And so now, you're a new person. You're doing very well at your job. Very highly paid, very highly respected. But you still remember when you were not so good. And so you say to the boss, Boss, I understand that you have a group of stores that are all over the world. I would like to go and work in a different store. Do you have a store in Switzerland? I'd like to go and work in a store in Switzerland. Oh, yes, we have a very large store, Amigos, it's called. And would you like to go there? Oh, yes, I would. Okay. I will not tell them anything about you, except that you are the head of advertising there. But you won't have to perform for a while because it's doing very well. You just study what they're doing and then improve on it. Study what they're doing and have fun. Now, you're in a whole new group of people. So it's up to you to dress the part of the person you want to be, because I know what you're doing. You're going there to establish a new life for yourself, because here you've come up through the ropes, and you don't need to come up through the ropes because you're top drawer all the way. Woo-hoo, what a wonderful boss, huh? And so he sends you to Switzerland, to Migros, to the head store of Migros. And when you go to Migros, they think that Mrs. Obama is coming. They think that Mrs. Wonderful is coming. Miss Fantastic is coming, who's going to be head of the Department of Advertising for them. And so all the advertising department gets out there, their pretty suits and dresses, and they come and greet you. And you say, now, one thing I want you to know, I want you to just go on as you have been, and then I'm going to study what you have done and how you're doing it, and then I will see if we can make any progress in making it better. Because what I have done in the past is to take a store that is doing 10% of the business, and now they're doing 200%. And this is what I would like to see here, but not 200%. I would like to see our Migros in Switzerland doing 2,000%. Wow, wow! Who's going to have to leave? Nobody's leaving. We're not firing anybody. We're going to inspire everybody to be the finest person they can be. Wow, you're a different executive than any we've ever had before. You're fantastic. And you say, yes, that's true. I had some very fine mentors who I worked with, who respected me and loved me, and I'm going to take that same respect they gave to me and give it to everyone else in my world, starting with you guys. Oh, boy. Now, here are a few keynotes. I want to look at each one of you, and I want to see how much you respect yourself. I want to see how much you love yourself, how much you appreciate yourself, how much you respect this store, how much you respect your family, how much you respect your children, your husband, your wives, how much you respect your world, your mothers and fathers, your teachers, how much you respect yourself. Well, how do we show you that? Well, if you respect yourself, you're going to come with clean fingernails, clean hands, you're going to come with clothing that is all pleasant looking. And it doesn't have to be high fashion. It's just you take pride in your clothing. You take pride in your shoes. You have shoes that you can polish. You don't have casual shoes because you're an executive. You're of the leading store of all Switzerland. And other stores have been making some inroads, and we're going to show them our dust. We're going to show them really how well we can do. And so you go about your work there, not pressured, not panicky. You set your goal 2,000%, and you thought, no big deal. So you just little by little produce what you're doing, do what you're doing, and the people on your staff, shoulders back, chest out, tummy in, they're proud of themselves. They're walking around, not egotistically, but they're walking around proud of themselves, like they're a new father, a new mother, you know. They're just wonderful. And everybody in the store looks at them and says, oh, maybe I should do that too. And pretty soon the whole store is proud of itself. Pretty soon The whole store is proud of itself and its marketing techniques and everything else. Well, it's not long before the big money people in Switzerland find out about this instant transition for Migros. And they find out that it's you that did it. And they say to you, I would like to have you come and guide us in taking the government of Switzerland from a little podunk government. We're not poor, but we're not very with it, not very modern. And help us to put on a new hat. And you say, it's fine, glad to do it. Never once thinking about money. And so you help the government. You help them as they establish this new format for themselves. And pretty soon, Switzerland is not known for its watchworks and its knives. Switzerland is known for its genius, its masters. It's known for all of the great people that Switzerland has brought to the fore. It's known for the magic of the people who live there now, who are proud of themselves. There are no Italians in Switzerland. There are no Germans. There are no Portuguese. There are no Polish. There are no un-native people there. Every person who comes into Switzerland instantly wants to learn the language perfectly and become a Swiss citizen. They want to do that quickly and easily. And Switzerland is very selective. They only want the finest quality people in Switzerland because they're building up a new image of themselves. And that new image is something that you started. Well, you have your job and you're doing a nice job. But the UNO comes to you and says, we want you to put a program in motion for the unification of all the nations on earth as one harmonious democracy. We want you to do it quietly. We want you to do it by your going around to each country, talking to the people, knowing their language, talking to the people, and making them feel that they are a wonderful people. They are a great people. And when the people is united under a democracy, they can accomplish great and wonderful things, and there will be no poor nations, no rich nations. There will be abundant nations for everybody. There will be abundance for all people everywhere. There will be sufficient food for all. There will be no underprivileged nations. And you say, "Poo-hoo-hoo!" It's a nice challenge. What will Mr. Migros say about that? Well, Mr. Migros is the one who told me to ask you. Oh, how about that? Okay. I've got an advertising project going on right now. It'll take a couple more days, and when it's done, then I'll come down to the UNO. So you go down to the UN, and there they have a whole wing dedicated to you and your job. And you have these people making appointments with you in various nations and talking to the various leading people of government. And you go around and you go around. And as you do this, you are establishing not only peace on earth, but you're establishing a world of balance and harmony and unconditional love. And as you do this, everybody in the world is just so thrilled with you. Everybody in the world is just so amazed that you have done this. And you see, you thought you were ready for another dimension. Well, you got it. You got many more dimensions. And you will go on and on and on. Maybe not always holding the same position, but you'll be moving on, being yourself and having fun. Always being proud of yourself, always being happy with yourself, always being aware that whatever you do, you're doing for the delight of it and because you like yourself. and because you like the world you're in, and you have just made the world a better world than ever anyone thought possible, because that's who you are. Are you ready for the next dimension?
Mm.
Well, happy trip and have fun, because that's who you are. Well, it's 35, not 45, but that's a good thing.